I'm sitting very still. Continue to do this vichara, inquire about ourselves. We started with the physical level, annamaya. Then we looked closer and we saw that annamaya, the physical, is made out of pranamaya, out of physiology, out of energy. So as the physical being, also have the physiology, functionalities, which are creating, maintaining the body. And literally everything is constantly changing. So everything is constantly moving. It's energy movement, not some physical material. Meaning physical material is energy. So the vital sheath or pranamaya kosha is not something more internal in a physical way to the physical, to annamaya. It is the annamaya when I look at it more closely. The physical body is the energy functionalities bringing things in from the external world, circulating them, making them part of the body, and throwing out certain materials. But now this pranamaya kosha, it's not something that stands on its own. I breathe, meaning there has to be something outside, both inhale, exhale. Just as the wave can't stand there without the ocean, without the totality, the individual pranamaya, pranamaya kosha, can't be there without the totality. And each functionality that works within the system is a manifestation of some universal functionality. We say the Agni, fire is there, potential state, something makes it manifest. Gravity is the universal phenomena, manifests in certain conditions. Universal phenomena of the life element. Life is manifesting in through this body. It's not some individual thing, but a universal principle. I breathe. Manifestation of a universal principle of breathing. Under certain conditions, that principle manifests. As the light in the room is on, not just because of the wire in the house, but the powerhouse, the samashti, the totality. I feel hunger. All living beings feel hunger, manifestation of a universal principle. The blood is circulating. Happens in all the beings, manifestation of a universal principle. Also, superficially, when you look at the wave, you look at one object where it's part and parcel of the larger body of water, not something separate. Superficially, I look at the body as something separate, now as the energy body. But isn't there just one continuum of energy manifesting as the whole universe? If I were to look very closely at the body and its surroundings, closer and closer, it'd be harder to find the difference where the body begins, where the body ends, where the outside begins. All energy movement. So when I look closely at the body, I swallow annamaya by pranamaya. More akin to a wave than some solid object. I'm the vital force, the life force. And when I expand my vision further, there's no individual living being, there's the life manifest. So there's the universal life. There's no individual manifestation of energy, but just the total energy. So the samashti prana, or prana prapancha, swallows the pranamaya. So as we keep investigating this way, each layer gets swallowed by the subtler one. I get closer to myself. And the idea of that layer being something separate from the totality also gets, we look into, and that also we can see that it's not something sitting on its own. Each level, the totality is the substance, not the individual.
Shishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.